The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was very valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built a synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. This centurion is a model for all of us. Let's go through some of the virtues that the centurion practiced, which should be an example for us. First is his dauntless faith in Jesus. His faith. He really believed that Jesus could heal his slave. So let's pray today that we'll have a deeper faith in Jesus. And our faith often grows when our faith is put to the test. When God purposely sends us trials, crosses, tribulations, sufferings in one form or another. That's when we should say, "Lord, Lord, strengthen my faith." Beautiful prayer. Beautiful prayer. "Lord, strengthen my faith." The second is his humility. His humility. So Jesus approaches the house, this man, maybe he never saw Jesus yet. Maybe he never even saw Jesus in his life, I mean, physically. But obviously he heard about him. When our Lord approaches the house of this man, he says to some of his friends, "Tell Jesus, I'm not worthy for him to come into my house. But just say the word, that's enough." And it's interesting because every time we celebrate Mass, we say the prayer of this centurion right before receiving Holy Communion. "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world." And you say, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. All throughout the world, wherever we celebrate the Holy Mass, we always say the prayer of this centurion every Mass. It's a beautiful prayer. So let's pray that we'll be humble. We'll be humble. Another virtue of this centurion is that of obedience. This centurion, he was a Roman soldier. In American language, he would be like a captain, and he'd have these soldiers underneath him. He wouldn't be a five-star general, no, but he'd be a captain. And he says, you know, I'm a man of authority. I say to my soldiers, do it, and they do it. Come here, and they come. So he was a man that learned how to obey. Now, if you want to grow in your spiritual life, we have to learn how to obey. It's hard. Very hard. But without obedience, my friends, you're never going to grow in your spiritual life. Never. Never. Obedience is more important than doing all the miracles in the world. Best example? Obedience. Even to death and death on the cross. Philippians chapter 2. But I've said what I believe is the greatest virtue of this man for last, and maybe you never really even thought about it. And it is his love and compassion for his servant that was suffering. So today we're going to pray in the Mass that we'll be able to imitate the centurion. We're going to be begging for a deeper faith, but also more profound humility. But also that we'll learn that we have to obey. And teach your children that they have to obey too. But when all is said and done, the greatest of all virtues is the virtue of love. So let's pray that we'll be able to imitate these wonderful virtues so that one day we'll be with the Lord in heaven for all eternity. Amen.